KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies, 22 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today at the high near 56. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, the Creston Police Department reports two people were arrested recently and two thefts were investigated. Officials say 22-year-old Christian Robert Edward Mills of Creston was arrested Sunday morning on OWI first offense and possession of a concealed weapon charges. Mills was later released from the Union County Jail on $2,000 bond. And 38-year-old Sarah Nicole Exline of Afton was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center Friday afternoon on charges that include driving while suspended, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of meth, and possession of marijuana. Exline was later released on $2,000 bond. Authorities said also a Creston resident reported on March the 5th that his Snap-on brand air hammer was stolen from 410 West Adams Street sometime between 5:10 p.m. on March the 4th and 7:10 a.m. on March the 5th. The loss was estimated at $350. And an Afton resident reported that his Snap-on half-inch drive impact wrench was stolen from the same location, 410 West Adams Street, sometime between 5:15 p.m. on March the 4th and 8 a.m. on March the 5th. The loss there estimated at $450. A traffic stop Saturday evening in Montgomery County led to the arrest of a Red Oak man. Police say 57-year-old Jeffrey Allen Runyon was arrested at around 7:40 p.m. for driving an ATV on a public street while allegedly intoxicated. Runyon was charged with OWI third offense and driving while revoked, and he was held over the weekend in the Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. The driver of a pickup truck fell asleep at the wheel Saturday morning, causing his pickup to crash. The Iowa State Patrol says 19-year-old Zachary Thomas of Council Bluffs was driving a 2007 Ford Ranger northbound on Interstate 29 in Fremont County, but he fell asleep just before 7:30 a.m. The Ranger veered off the road and into the median. Thomas woke up and took corrective action that caused the pickup to fishtail around and roll numerous times before re-entering I-29. The vehicle rolled across both northbound lanes of traffic before coming to rest in a ditch upside down on top of a fence. Thomas, who was wearing his seatbelt, was transported by Tabor Rescue to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. In other news, the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors will meet this evening at the Council's chambers at City Hall. Action items on their agenda include an update on the Buck Creek Dog Park. Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring is expected to ask the board to approve a contract with Snyder & Associates Engineers for layout and surveying of the area. Herring will also provide an update on the Kitty Corral project at Sunnyside Park, along with a projected cost of a cement sidewalk or service drive and engineering contract. He'll also give an update on the Camblin Shelter refurbishment project. The board is also expected to hear from Herring with regard to a donation from the Kiwanis for playground equipment at the Little League field, as well as summer recreation programs and swimming pool recommendations, along with the Nishina Valley Family YMCA contract. And the board will discuss a project proposal from the Girl Scouts Cadet Troop 4116. Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring reminds the public as well that Sunnyside Park is still open to anyone wanting to use it for lunch and other recreational activities, but the gates will probably not be open to vehicle traffic until later this month. Herring says also that tennis practice starts March the 16th. The Griswold School Board will meet in a regular scheduled session this evening at the central office at the Middle School High School building in Griswold. And during their meeting, which begins at 5:45, the board will hold the second reading of Board Policies 210 through 212 and receive an update on the fully automated timing system for the track. In other business, the Griswold School Board will review and act on lawn mowing and sports lighting bids and on approving the 2015-16 budget. The Atlantic Fire Department will be conducting a targeted door-to-door smoke detector installation project today in Atlantic. The department will conduct the installations beginning this evening at 5:30 and continuing through the evening. Fire Chief Mark McNeese said this is an expansion of the program they've been working on, where they targeted residents with school-age children and we're now going to target high-risk areas. The department will be focusing on the Sycamore Village Mobile Home Park and low-income, high-density apartments. Fire Prevention Officer Dustin McLaren has been working with Rolling Hills Bank and Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance to expand the program. McLaren said the two businesses approached them about helping with the program, and they've funded the purchase of over 300 detectors, and they want to thank them for their generous gift to the department and the community. The Atlantic Fire Department was one of the first in the state to partner with the state fire marshal's office. The program is still distributing detectors throughout the state to departments that wish to conduct installations. Now, the firefighters will install up to 2 detectors free of charge at each residence and will advise those residents on the proper placement of other detectors and the necessity of escape plans. McLaren said that smoke detectors are proven to be the most effective way to prevent injuries and deaths from fire. Chief McNeese reminds residents that the department has a high priority list for installation of detectors. And if those residents are missed, they can contact the department and firefighters will install detectors as long as the supply lasts. The priority list for installation includes homes with school-aged children, homes with elderly residents, and low-income residents. McLaren adds that if smoke detectors are present in a home but are over 10 years old, the Atlantic Fire Department would recommend replacing them with a dual sensor detector. A public hearing has been set for this coming week in the CAM school district with regard to an early start waiver for the 2015-16 school year. The CAM school board will hold the hearing during a meeting and begins at 5 p.m. on Tuesday in the CAM High School Media Center in Oneida. The board will act on a resolution to approve establishing an early start date following the hearing. In other business, the CAM school board will offer their response to the CAM Education Association's initial bargaining proposal for the 2015-16 master contract. Elsewhere in state news, the Iowa State Patrol says it's investigating after a 17-year-old girl was killed and 2 people were injured in a 2-vehicle wreck over the weekend in Keokuk County. Spokesman Sergeant Nathan Ludwig of the State Patrol says the Saturday accident occurred when a vehicle driving northbound ran a stop sign and collided with a westbound vehicle at an intersection. The driver of the westbound vehicle was Bethann Cooksey of Hedrick, and she died in the crash. 2 others were seriously injured in the accident and were reported to be in the hospital. The accident remains under investigation. New information was released Sunday afternoon by the Davenport Police Department with regard to the abduction Saturday of a 9-year-old girl from Solon. Officials say at around 4:20 p.m. Saturday, the Iowa Department of Public Safety issued an Amber Alert statewide reference to the abduction of Brianna Crane. Shortly after 7 p.m. on Saturday, information was developed that the suspect in the Amber Alert, 48-year-old Kenneth Eugene Johns, was in Davenport. Working throughout the night with the Iowa DCI, information was developed at around 7 a.m. on Sunday that the suspect was in a house in the 2600 block of Farnham Street in Davenport and believed to be armed and dangerous. Davenport Police Department's emergency service team and negotiators were deployed, and after about 2.5 hours of negotiating, and with Johns' dialogue becoming more threatening and violent, he was tactically taken into custody and transported to the Scott County Jail without further incident. Johns, a stepfather to Brianna Crane, was charged with a parole violation and charges were pending with the Johnson County Sheriff's Office with regard to the abduction. And any further information, authorities say, will be released by the Johnson County Sheriff's Office and the Iowa Department of Public Safety. And for the safety of the officers and neighbors, the Bettendorf Police Department's Bearcat armored vehicle was requested and deployed during that incident. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.